वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of June, 1974, in Paris, France.
Democracy also is described in Kali Yuga. Tasmat khuddha dishu matya khuddhu bhagya mahasana kamino vittahinashtar soirinnashtar striyo asati. Gradually, people will become dwarfs, will die very soon, mostly unfortunate, eating too much, and very much sexually agitated, no money, and independent, and the women are unchaste. You see, everything is coming true. Rajanascha prajabhaksha sishnu darupara vija jatushtishta janapada vira pahasandu vishita. The cities will be full of rogues and thieves. You see?
Paris.
Anywhere. In Calcutta, they are dangerous to go out. The next one. You do not know whether he will come back. People are so afraid. He is going to work in the office. It will be God's grace, he returns me. You are such a situation. Exchange man. And you are sitting. At that time, you know, I was just in our black moment, sitting in the morning, afternoon, that gentleman is here. He was a very important businessman. He went to the temple, Marwari, and he was coming back, he was still on the back side. Like, still so, but it is little diminished. About so-called saintly person there, Tapasvina Gramavasa. The so-called yogis, they live in the town. The yogis have no business in the town. They should go to a secluded place. But they live in, that is the other. He's living in Paris city and he's a yogi.
This is all from South Canto?
Yeah. What all? 5,000 years. Yes. Tapasvina Gramavasa. Nashina attant falsulu and the sannyasi, they are too much greedy about money. Istataya mahahara bhujabhutya bhutirhya sasrat kutu sasrat kutu kabhasinastya chujmaya rushasara patin takkhanti nidhivam vritya api ophiratam. The natural tendency will be to give up, divorce husband, especially when he has no sufficient money. The wife will divorce. Or the husband has no sex power. The divorce case takes place in two. When the sex indulgence is not very good and when the husband has no money. Here, Basa Anna Pana Sayana Bhavaya snana bhusanai hina pisata sandarsha bhavishyanti kalu priya. The Kali Yuga, the general public, having no residence, basa. You see, I was surprised when I saw in the beginning that they are lying down on the street in the Bawari. They are not place. They pay $1 and the lions, and what is that?
Salvation Army?
No. The
Lions Club?
Lions Range or something. They give shelter at night, they pay $1 and lie down in the morning revival. I have seen many signboards in Bali.
They call them flat houses.
Anyway, so basa anna, food. Basa anna, basa means residence, anna means food, pana means drinking, milk or whatever. You require something drinking, and shayana, sleeping or lying down on bed. Vasa, anna, pana, sayana, and babaya, sex. Sex also is required. Babaya, snana. I've seen in New York, there are no, in Ambar, there are no place for taking bath. You have to go elsewhere. Sometimes some friends come to take bath. Our students, they're coming to take bath in my bathroom. Snana. These things need. When these things will be need, basa, anna, pana, sayana, babaya, snana, bhusana, and dress, hina, being devoid of all these things, pisasa sandarsha, bhavishyanti, they will be just like urchins. They are exactly this. They have no place to sleep, no nothing of this sort. And looking like big here, pisacho. Pisacho, what is the English?
Ghost.
Ghost, yes. Ghost, yes. Ghost like. Hina, pisacho, sandar, bhavishanti, kalu, praja. In the Kali Yuga, the praja, people in general, devoid of residence and proper food, then proper drinking, resting place, or sex, or bathing, and dress, they look like ghosts. Then, kalo kaki nike api arthe vigrijha taktasaurida takkhantita priyan prana hannishyati sakanapi. And the Kali Yuga, for a scent, for the matter of taking a scent only, he'll give up his friendship with others. And even his own man, family man, relative, he'll kill him to take that 2 cents or 5 cents. Na rakkhishanti manuja sthavirau pidurāvapi.
Guests are here. Many guests here.
Yes, yes. Even they'll not give protection. Old parents.
To old parents?
Old parents. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Well, I'd like to introduce you to the fair candidate. He is the fair candidate. And he's the secretary of the bishop of France. And we have been glad to come and discuss with him. He is the Père Frassin, who is a Christian priest also, that I knew and saw him by his help, Père Candidate came. And he liked to come with this lady who is called Madame Sio. She is living in India, usually.
Oh, you live in India?
Yeah, in the French school of Protestant studies in Pondicherry.
Pondicherry,
yes.
Arvind's place.
Yes, yes, a long time.
And she was studying with Monsieur Laconde, this gentleman who came yesterday. She's very much studying Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya.
Bhasna Phleva.
And we like to invite also Monsieur Mitrati. He's a compositor of music, but he also wrote books on life after death and many different things. So he was interested to come also, so they all came together.
So you are all nice gentlemen and ladies.
And very interesting too was that one of the first questions that the Père Frassin asked me was, do you believe in love of God and that God is a person? So some people say that God is not a person, and we say God is a person.
You can translate in French so that they can understand.
At least Christians cannot believe in impersonal God. Christians,
yes.
They cannot say that God is impersonal. Because because Christ is Son of God, so the Son is person, how the Father can be imperson? And in the Bible it is said, there was Word in the beginning, that is, God's Word. So if one has a Word, then he is a person. Word comes from the tongue and mouth. As soon as there is Word, background is tongue and mouth. And then the Christians pray in the church, O God, give us our daily bread. So God has got ear, so that He will hear and supply.
Right.
But His personality, His word, His hearing, they are all transcendental, not material.
So if it is agreed on this point, as you say, God is, we have a personal relationship with God.
Yes. God is personal. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti Shabdat. Absolute truth is realized from three angular vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Bhagavan is person and Paramatma all pervading, localized, and Brahma impersonal. Just like the sun shine is impersonal, the sun glow localized, and the sun god personal.
He's accepting some of the things you are saying, but he doesn't think that he's obliged to accept everything.
Yes. Everything is emanation from God. That is our Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya Jatha. Whatever things are there, in Bible also there, everything comes from Him. What is made? Yesterday we are reading, right?
Yeah.
So, whatever is created, that is made out of God. And the Vedic injunction is, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. The Supreme Brahma. So the impersonal feature is expansion of God's energy. Just like the sun sign is expansion of the energy of sun. So the sun sign is resting on the bodily rays of the sun god. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Brahmana Aham Pratistha. The resting place of the impersonal Brahma is God, Krishna. Find out this verse, Brahmana Aham Pratishtya.
Brahmano hi pratishtha aham amrityasya jayasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukya saikantikasya cha. On the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is the constitutional position of ultimate happiness, and which is immortal, imperishable, and eternal.
But
the constitution of Brahman...
Oh, you have to explain.
Is asking when how old are the older Vedic scriptures?
Huh?
How old are the Vedas?
Vedas?
These Vedic scriptures we are reading, how old are they?
They are from creation. Tini Brahma Ida Adhikavai. Find out this verse. Janma Dasya Jata Annayat Vitaratascha Arthesu Avidya Sarat Tini Brahma Ida Adhikavai Mayanti Dasuraya.
Janamadhyasya yatomavaya rajitirtascha teshu vidyasvara tene brahma hridaya adhikavaye muhyanti yatsuraya te jovari mirdam yatavinimayo yatrita sargo mrsha tamna svena sadana rastu kuhakam satyam parangimahi.
I will translate. One by one line, the translation is picked.
Okay, I offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna, the son of Vasudev, who is the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon Him, the transcendent reality, who is the primeval cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and yet is beyond them. It is He only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahma.
This is Vedic knowledge.
Who is the first created living being.
You read another verse. Aham adirhi devanam mahasinam cha. Aham adirhi devanam.
Oh, it's in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham.
Aham adirhi devanam. And the Bible it is said, there was word, that is Vedic knowledge.
Aham adirhi devanam maharsinam cha sarvashaha. Neither the hosts of demigods nor the sages know my origin. For in every respect, I am the source of the demigods and sages.
He said also in the Bible, it said there is the word.
That word, sound, is Vedas. So before creation, Vedas were there. See, you cannot find out the history of Vedas. Mm-hmm. You find out the history where the creation began, then before that, Vedas were there.
He says that he finds many things agreeable in this Vedic tradition, but he says he thinks it might be a mistake to say that the Bible is exactly the same thing as the Vedas. He says there are still distinctions.
Then distinction, then it is to be considered which is perfect, the later edition or the original.
They are saying that according to their understanding, God revealed Himself little by little, and then at a certain moment, He revealed Himself in His totality. But in the Vedic literature, there it is said that the whole knowledge was given at the beginning, everything together. He said that is very much respecting your research, but that is asking that we should not say that these two research in Christianism and the Vedas, the scriptures, are the same. They are two different things.
He says, for example, the verse you read yesterday, that was similar to what is taught in the Vedas. But if we take the rest of that chapter from the Bible, we find some discrepancies, differences.
What is that?
For example, in that chapter it also says that the Word of God became flesh, and that flesh was the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ.
But that means Jesus Christ is transcendental, not of this material world.
They accept, they think that Lord Jesus, however, was a human being. He was spiritual, but also that He was part of this material world.
No, material world is part of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is not part of material world.
He said that He had a human body, He had a material body.
That human body appears like that, but He had no this material flesh and blood. A material body, how there can be resurrection?
If it was a material body, how is it possible for Him to be resurrected?
Is that all right?
He said it is by the achintya power.
These rascals, they thought that Jesus had a material body, let us kill Him. So, Jesus Christ built them more to remain rascals, that they will continue to think that Jesus had a material body.
Yes, he bewildered them more by saying, all right, go on thinking like that.
That is their punishment. They remain always in darkness that Jesus had a material body.
So are you saying that you respect your explanation, but that the Christians, they have another explanation, and that...
Well, we must come to the reasoning before giving explanation. You cannot explain whimsically. You cannot explain whimsically. If Jesus Christ is Son of God, yes, that means He has got spiritual body.
Yes, we accept that He has got a spiritual body, but we say that He is human.
Then another thing is, you accept Jesus Christ the only Son of God, is it not? So, when you pray in the church, you address God, O Father. Then why only Son? Everyone is Son.
Yes, we say that this is the same God.
If I address God, my Father, then I am His Son. So why there should be only Son?
Yes, we say that we are adopted sons.
Par nature et par adoption.
They say that they are sons, that all living beings are sons by adoption.
Adopted
sons,
yes.
So therefore, these sons' body and Jesus' body cannot be equal. So adopted son has got material body, not the real son.
Their idea is that yes, of course, Lord Jesus, being the Son of God, His body is spiritual. But because He wanted to take part in the life of the human beings on earth, He actually accepted a material body just to live among men.
Why He should accept?
But we have the gospel who says that He was died, that He was...
You think that He has died, but He resurrected.
But the gospel says that He has died.
That's all right.
We accept the totality of the world as you
accept
your world.
That means that is similar death. Janma karma me dibbam, just like Christ stepped back from the womb of Mary. It appears like that, but actually that is not.
It is very important that the death of Christ is a real death. Forest, it is the center of our faith.
They say that the central point of their philosophy is that Lord Jesus actually died.
Now, according to Vedic concept science, even ordinary living being, he does not die. Na hannate hannamane sharire. You understand Sanskrit?
I don't understand by hearing. I have to read.
Na hannate does not die. Hannamane sharire. Apparently, the body being dead, the soul is never dead.
In order for there to be a dialogue, we have to respect each other's positions, not that we will try to convert the other. This is just as we respect you have an absolute faith in the Vedic philosophy, so also there must be respect that the Christian interpretation of the life of the Lord Jesus and his death.
Oh, I think I have better respect than him to Jesus Christ. I say he does not die, he says he dies. So far respect is concerned, I have more respect than them. They want to see Jesus Christ dead. I don't want to see him dead.
Death and resurrection are together.
Yes, it is the resurrection. Excuse me, perhaps at this time we can introduce Madame Devi.
So, we like to introduce Mrs. Devi, who came here also to meet you. She's a very wonderful lady. She's writing a dictionary of mysticism, and she did the whole first part on Western religion, and now she wants to do the following part on the Eastern religion. So she would like very much to talk in this book about ourselves, about the movement of Hare Krishna, which is a big part of the Oriental religion.
Recently, there was a historical excavation that Jesus Christ did not die, and he, after crucifixion, he was taken to Kashmir.
Kashmir?
Yes. Mm. So I was very much pleased, because I was very sorry that Jesus Christ was crucified. But when I heard this historical discovery, I was very satisfied. But one thing is that here, at least in London, I have seen, there are so many churches vacant.
He says he was at your conference last night, and he's there when you described how human life is meant for knowing God. So now he wishes to ask you a question. What is our process for coming to know God?
Well, it is very simple. It is not at all difficult. Just like in your body, you are the soul, important active principle. Similarly, this huge, gigantic cosmic manifestation must have some active principle, that is God. So where is the difficulty to understand God?
For example, in our prayers, in our studies, what is our...
First of all, let us understand what is God, then prayer. If we do not understand God, then what is prayer? If we understand that there is the active principle, we have already described, I pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who is the origin of all creation. This is the active principle. There is. So, how is working? You have to explain. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, I am offering the prayer. So, the process is that I offer my all respect to the Absolute Truth, Supreme Truth, from whom the creation has taken place, everything is resting, working nicely, and after annihilation it will go there. And when you study what is the nature of the original source, it is said, avidyam, cognizant, he knows everything. Just like I am the owner of this body, I am the soul. But still I do not know how the body is working. I am eating, but I do not know how my eatables are transformed into secretion, then goes to the heart. Of course they have discovered something, but not fully. So I do not know what is going on within my body. I do not know how many hairs are there. But God knows everything, nook and corner of the whole universe. But if we compare ourselves with God, that is impossible. Because naturally we get knowledge from others. We may question, where from God got knowledge? Therefore it is stated there, Sarat. He hasn't got to take knowledge from anyone else. He is independently full of knowledge. On the other hand, he imparted knowledge to Brahma, the first creation of this universe. That knowledge is called Vedic knowledge. That means Vedic knowledge is coming from God and it is being distributed through Brahma. And he is so mysterious that even learned scholars become bewildered to understand him. And this material world, although it is temporary, it appears to be flat on account of the energy of God.
He says God is known as Antarjami, the witness in the heart. Does that mean that we can have a direct experience of God without going through the scriptures?
Yeah, that is the practice of yoga.
If you have the idea of prapatti, of surrender,
yes,
this is a way to God, direct way.
Yes, that is the real process.
But it is not yoga.
No, it is bhakti yoga. Prapatti is bhakti yoga.
You take it in bhakti.
Bhakti, yes. Prapatti means bhakti.
Yes.
That's why I can surrender unto you when I have got full faith and devotion unto you. Otherwise I cannot. That is wanted. If we simply surrender to God, then everything is complete. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita, the prapatti is described. Bahunam janvanavante jnanavan mam prapaddhati. This one. After many, many births of philosophical speculation, or personal endeavor to understand what is God, when he is actually wise, he surrenders unto. And it is said next line, Vasudeva sarvamisi samatma sudullam. Vasudeva Krishna is everything. When he understands this, then his knowledge is perfect. But such kind of mahatma, great soul, is very rare to be seen.
So she said that it is also explained that those who are not intelligent enough to study, or who are out of caste, so they don't have the right to study, then she said that they can attain God directly by surrendering unto God.
Yes, certainly. It does not require education, knowledge and anything. If he agrees to surrender to the lotus feet of God, then his life is perfect. That is stated in the Vedic literature. Aradhita yadi hari tapasa tatakim. If one has surrendered himself to the lotus feet of God and worshipped him, there is no more need of austerity and penances. And naradhita yadi hari tapasa tatakim. If one has not learned how to surrender to God and worship him, then all his austerity and knowledge are useless. Antar bahi yadi hari tapasa tatakim. If one can see God within and outside, then where is the necessity of austerity? And naradhita, nantadvahi jadi hari sabhasatata. If one has not learned to see God within and without, then where is the value of his austerity and goodness? Therefore, God's realization is the only business of the human being.
First you said that first we must learn about God and then we will know how to pray to God. And now you say that if one surrenders to God, one has no need to learn about Him first.
I say, unless you have learned what is God. That means you have to learn God. In religion means...
He says that, but God reveals Himself to us.
Yes, that's a fact. If you are actually devotee, then God will reveal. That is stated in the Vedic language, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namavid Gayam Indriya. You cannot understand the form, name, attributes, pastimes of God by these blunt senses. These senses, pretend senses, cannot realize. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navavet Grayam Indriya. Indriya means sense. Then how to realize? Sevan okay hi jivadu. When you begin service with your tongue, then gradually God reveals. Tongue means we can do two business with the tongue. One is talking and one is eating. So, if you engage your tongue in glorifying God, and if you eat God's prasadam, then you realize. Therefore, these young boys and girls from Europe and America, they're being taught, use the tongue for Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and eat Krishna prasadam. And as practical result, although they are very young, still they have realized God, Krishna, far advanced than anyone else. They have forgotten all material things, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. They are simply devoted in the service of Krishna. Because they have engaged their tongue in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they have forgotten all kinds of intoxication, meat eating. The American government spent millions of dollars to stop their alleged habit. They could not stop even one man. But as soon as they come to Krishna consciousness, they immediately give up. So let us join together and push on this movement, chanting the holy name of God. I don't say that you take Krishna, the name of God. If you have got any other name, you can chant.
Therefore, as you are glorifying God, we hope you will think of us. Just as when we glorify God, we will think of you.
Thank you.
He was going sad yesterday when there were some people and were making noises.
Yes, that is the difficulty. Gradually, the population of the world are becoming archins. That I was discussing from Bhagavatam, how people will degrade in this age. And this is due to lack of God consciousness.
Your lecture yesterday evening was very objectionable to many of the young people who made so much disruption. They found many of the things you were discussing.
Because the young people gradually degrading. They do not acknowledge authority.
When they saw how much we were speaking authoritative, they rejected it. They reacted.
So that is their degradation due to degradation. They cannot accept any authority. And knowledge cannot advance without authority. But one thing I may say, that disobedience to the authority has begun from their fathers. Because in the Bible it is said, thou shalt not kill, and their fathers indulge in killing business. So, naturally, their generation has degraded.
There was a total attendance yesterday, was close to 2,000 people, and at least 1,000 people stayed until 12 o'clock.
Okay, 12 o'clock.
The manager of the hall was pleading with us to ask them to leave. We wanted to go home.
He says it's very good that so many stayed to find out more information, to ask, to discuss.
Yes, any reasonable man will find subject matter.
Yes.
There is a statement of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya dayar katha karah bicha. Just consider and then give your judgment after studying the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is never recommended to take it blindly. Karah bicha. Just judge with reason and argument. Vichar karile chitte pare samatka. If you consider it with logic and judgment, then you will find it is sublime.
So an interpretation of the scripture, whether it be Bible or Bhagavad Gita, cannot simply be an opinion, but it must be based on logic and reasons.
Yes. That's right. In the Bible it is said, there is only word in the beginning. So, in the beginning there was a word. That means that word is not the word of this material creation.
Just like Guru Maharajis, they say that you can't chant the name Krishna because it's simply a material sound. They say the name
is material. The rascal does not understand what is this sound. He does not see that there was a word before creation.
Also in Revelation in the Bible it states that in the spiritual world there is no need for sun or moon.
Yes.
Because the body of God is giving off light.
No, their residence also. They're bright.
Illuminating.
Just like in the sun planet. All the inhabitants, they are fiery body. I say 1 hour they have passed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. No, distribute this flower. Come on.
Bring the chair to the seat.
What is this?
I would like to ask you what you think of the Hebraic Kabbalah.
Huh?
I would like to ask you what you think of the Hebraic Kabbalah.
Yes. I do not know.
Yes, do you have an opinion on the Hebrew scripture, the Kabbalah?
No, I'm not read, neither read it, I do not know it.
Is it not read?
I do not.
Madam Devi doesn't have much time, the professor.
She likes to know about the problem of death, what's happening at the time of death.
So as you prepare yourself, because just like in dream, we think what we have actually performed. Similarly, the mental condition at the time of death will be prepared as we are doing in our usual life. Do you understand English?
She said perhaps thoughts are more important than actions.
Yeah. Thoughts are the subtle action.
She says, compared to the problem of the beyond, what's happened beyond, the thoughts are more important than the action because the thoughts are some
the thoughts begin the action.
Begins the action, determines the actions.
Yeah. Therefore we give thoughts beyond your present thoughts from the authoritative Vedic scripture.
Do you think in the future it's going to be all the religious movement together?
Do you think that in the future all religions and all these spiritual groups will come together and form one group?
There is no all religion. There is only one religion. One who deviates, he creates another. Religion means there is God and you should be obedient to God. This is religion.
Religion signifie il y a Dieu et nous devons être obéissants à Dieu. She said, therefore, it's not necessary to go by one special path.
No, there is no special path. There is only one path. That God is there, God is great, and we are all subordinate to God. That's all. We are Hindu, they accept this.
I think that each man finds his own way, and that some people, because of the blood that they have, because of who they have been before,
do we accept this principle that God is great and we are all subordinate to Him?
My principle is the light, that there is only the light. If some people wish to call it God, they can call it God.
Yes.
If they wish to call it Jesus Christ,
we,
they can
we
call
we
it
also
Jesus
say
Christ.
That we are all life and God is the supreme life. That's all.
God is, for me, is a word. It's a word that which no one can understand, but no one can say what is God.
Simply you understand.
I understand the light.
No, you understand. You say God is what? That means you understand God.
No.
Then why do you say God is what?
I say God cannot be explained.
No, why do you say? If you do not know God, how do you say like that? God. If you do not know the subject matter, you say that God is not knowable. Then how can you speak of God?
I do not speak of God.
Then you are speaking that God is what? You say God is what?
No, I say God is only a word, and that's why I cannot speak of God, because it's a word and it cannot explain.
You have got this word. Why you speak all these contradictory things?
No, I say that I cannot speak of God because it is a word.
That means you do not know what is God. First of all, I said.
Light. I speak of the light.
Then you know God. You say either way, that you know. Sometimes you say, do not know, sometimes you say, you know.
No.
Yes.
Sometimes you say, you know the light. That means you know God. For you, God is light.
If you wish to call it God, no. I say it once, I will say it once, and once only.
You say that God is light. Do you say God is light?
Yes.
Then you know God. Then why do you say, God cannot be known?
I say that God is a word.
You say light. Or what? What is the difference?
I believe in what I feel right here, and that is God for me.
That means you feel sometimes something else, that is God.
I feel the light here.
Anywhere you feel. First of all, let us know.
I feel the light here.
Yes, anywhere. Light is here also.
That's all there is.
That is all right. Light is here also.
Light is not here, light is this table,
yes,
light is
yes.
This floor, light is everything.
So that's all right. Then why do you say that you do not know God? You know God is light.
Because for me, God is merely a word. How can you explain God with a word?
I think you've been defeated.
No, I don't think I've been defeated. Yeah. And I'm not warring. I'm not making war with you. I simply want to understand
and you. You fix up one thing. You say, God is light. That word light is God?
I don't say God is light. I say there is only light.
only life.
Yes.
So that is God.
I do not speak of God, I speak of life.
Then you do not know God. You accept one position.
I say there is life.
That's all life. But you do not know whether life is God.
What is God? Explain to me what is
God. Let's talk with him. He simply wastes my time.
If you can explain to me what is God, I would appreciate it.
You go and he'll explain to you.
He cannot explain to me.
Then you go away. Please, what can I do? I cannot question.
If you cannot explain to me what is God, I speak of life.
But you know everything. What can I explain? You know everything.
I just speak of life. I don't say I didn't know everything, but I speak of life. That's all. That's all I said. Well, I'll come. Is there some inequalities in the sense that some people have more receptivity towards the divine than other people?
Is it an injustice?
Yes. That I explained, sattva-gun, rajo-gun, tamo-gun. Those who are in sattva-gun, they can understand easily. Those who are in rajo-gun, they have got difficult. And those who are in tamo-gun, they cannot.
Is this degree of covering, whether they are in goodness or passionate ignorance, is that a question of their physical body? Is it a question of their hormones or chemical state?
Hmm?
Is it a chemical state that some people are more covered than others by the most distinction?
Covered means with some dirty things, that's all. Just like the sun is covered by the cloud, that is this like that.
She asks if by repeating the mantra, the name of God,
you become purified.
They give the example all the time of the more you polish the mirror, the more the light can shine.
See, therefore, we have to repeat a lot of times the name of God a day.
Mm. Per day, every day.
She's very happy to meet you and she thanks you.
Thank you.
Also, at the time of death, one who fixes the mind on the name of God will go back to God.
Mm. So it's time for Srila Prabhupada's disciples.
Mm.
In the old days, he was crippled like that. Then he said that, I'm also going to be like that. Oh. But then he began meditation. How to stop old age. Then he graduated, became very blessed. Certainly possible. Studies, Veda, karma. Bad karma, one becomes subject to the material tribulation. And the most of the bad karma, he thought, was killing of animals. That is Buddha's stop animals. Sadaya Hridaya Dhar Sikapusukha.
Is Vishnu Tattva?
No, he's not Vishnu. He's Jiva Tattva.
Sharpa Vishnu.
Did you say three? One or three?
The Arati.
Yeah, Shruti Kirti had offered my son two cookies. And I think you said either one or three.
I said
two or four.
Two or four.
Yeah. Is there some reason behind this?
Yeah, three is offered to the enemy.
Oh.
If I offer something three, that means you are my enemy.
So how many sticks of incense? Two?
This is not possible.
But one thing is that we accept Buddha as incarnation of Krishna on the reference from Vedas. But Buddha denied the value of the Vedas.
Mm-hmm. That is, when he prayed, offered prayer, it is stated that that is his one of the qualifications. So the Nindashi Jagga Vidhe, the manual sacrifice is recommended. Some of the sacrifices, or all of them. So, that animal sacrifice was not meant for eating, just to give them new, rejuvenated life by the Vedic mantras, to test whether Vedic mantras are being chanted properly. Because of the Kali Yuga, there is no such expert Brahmin. All sacrifices are for this. So later on, they deteriorated. They began to offer sacrifices, and if anyone wants to stop it, they will say, well, it is recorded in the Bible. Just like these rascals, Christian, Oh, class hate, peace. That's what we must maintain. Parents, you see, how less than that. Supposing class hate some have peace, therefore they will maintain regularly circle of behavior, brain.
When you were here last year, there was a meeting at the Indian Tourist Bureau, a press meeting, and there was a man who came to meet you at that time who was president of the court of Paris, and he was supposed to be a Buddhist. Do you remember this gentleman? He said to you that meat eating, we must eat meat in the West. Maybe in India, because of the climate, you can get away with that.
That's an escalator. He's the first class. That was the support by Vivekananda. You are eating everything. All the Ramakrishna mission, they say like that. Oh, without meat eating, without drinking, you cannot stay. All rascals, therefore the conclusion is all rascals. Religious, social, all rascals. If they want to be saved from the rascal position, this is the only question. If they don't want to be saved, you want to go to hell, you can check. Atmaha. Atmaha means self-suicide. Suicide, yes. If you cut your throat yourself, who can say this? They are all these rascals. All the Buddhists, Christians, you may not speak very strongly, they will be your enemies.
So they just
softly, but this is the position. They are all rascals.